This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. New York City has gotten just a little bit more glamorous the last couple of days. It is Fashion Week in New York again, which means Manhattan is more jammed than it usually is with stylists and models and celebrities and parties and runway shows and all of that. Every Fashion Week seems to be out to top the last one, with every designer trying to stand out from the crowd. Stan Alcorn has the story.
One of the first big shows of Fashion Week is happening tonight in Central Park on horse-drawn carriages.
We'd like to refer to this as a moving runway.
Toby Rubenstein-Schneier of the Tahor Group dreamed up the idea as a way to stand out in an increasingly crowded field.
The horses are iconic in New York, and they're majestic and they're beautiful. You know, they're models themselves.
The ultra-hip label opening ceremony is putting on a one-act play. British designer Gareth Pugh is creating an immersive experience, whatever that is. And less established designers have been doing their own unconventional thinking. Emily Saunders would say only that her models wouldn't move, and that the theme of her collection is a song.
The 1968 Iron Butterfly song, In a Gotta Da Vida. In a gotta da
vida. There's no question that cutting through the clutter is what every smart business person is trying to do today.
Allison Kenney-Paul is a retail analyst with Deloitte. The big change to Fashion Week, in her view, is how the internet and fast fashion have shortened the distance between the shows and the streets.
I believe that you're going to see some of the looks, if they really resonate with people, almost within weeks, not months. It's much more of a short runway, if you will.
Based on the economy, this season, Paul predicts more consumers at the end of that runway. That and more neutral colors. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.